123.
That's me. Here I am, a swell bellhop. I work in bum hotels. I'm not the cross-eyed pigeon-toed from answering so many bells.
Front number 9. Hey, boss, I was just up at number 9. That man up there wants 3 or 4 pails of heat. I told him that when the guests pay the board bill, then the landlord will buy some coal. They moved from over here. I want to talk to you.
Say, look here, what you want, nigga?
What the man 23 want?
Oh, he's a very sick man. He's a millionaire.
What's the matter? He got the flu?
No, he's got a disease called profiteering.
Did he tip you?
Not a cent.
Say, I'm going to quit this hotel.
So am I going to quit.
I don't like the rules of this house.
Oh, they're scandalous.
Look at rule number 1, what it says.
What that say?
This hotel is equipped with alarm clock bed. A flat drops out every hour to let you know what time it is.
Oh, guests wishing shower baths. Please go down in the backyard and get under the hydrant.
Look at rule number 2.
What'd that say?
Don't worry about your board bill, as this hotel is supported by its foundation, built on a bluff.
Old men are not allowed to play tag in the hallway.
Look at rule number 3.
What'd that say?
To call the bellboy, ring the towel, and to get satisfaction, ring his neck.
There will be a poker game every night in room 9. Guests who don't want to be disturbed, please call down at the office as we furnish earmuffs.
Look at rule number 5, what it says.
What that says?
All flies in this hotel belong in the dining room, so please do not disturb them.
But the poor thing. If your room gets too hot, open the window and watch the fire escape.
Rule number 6.
What does that say?
It's the last hotel that George Washington ever stopped at.
Well, that's an over boy. Guests desiring running water in their rooms should secure room 4 and 8, as the roof leaks in each of these rooms.
Rule number 7.
What'd that say?
Don't complain about the pillows being hard, as they are filled with chicken feathers. Plymouth Rock.
Well, it must be hard. No. Oh, there was a man come in the other night excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he run up, he said, I want a good cheap room.
Mm.
So the landlord took him way up the top of the building.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave him a room with no window in the door.
Oh,
I don't know how they got in. They must have busted it in. Well, he got in there and he undressed and got in bed. He had no more got in bed. Well, the roaches commenced to parade.
Oh, my.
Oh, and the rats commenced to yell and holler.
Ooh.
Right in the middle of the floor was a prize fight. Oh, Lord. The man jumped out of the bed, run downstairs. Lamb, Lord. He said, my Lord, what kind of a room that you give me?
What? He says, what'd you pay for that room?
He says, 25 cents. Well, he says, what do you want to see for 25 cents? A bullfight?